KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, expect partly cloudy skies for the balance of the day and a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In news from over the weekend, a woman suffered a head laceration and other injuries during a rollover accident Saturday night off Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to dispatch reports, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, along with Medevac Ambulance, were called to the 62-mile marker of I-80 westbound at around 9:45 p.m. for a reported personal injury accident. The female victim was said to have been out of the vehicle when law enforcement arrived on the scene. The State Patrol has not released any other details as of this time. Firefighters from Oneida and Wyota, along with assistance from a tanker truck from the Atlantic Fire Department, responded to a structure fire northeast of Wyota Saturday afternoon. The fire was at a shed located about 1/2 mile east of County Road K or 690th Street, just south of Fairview Road, and it was reported around 2:20 p.m. Oneida Fire Chief Josh Peach.
When we arrived, it was pretty much fully engulfed. I mean, there was flames coming out. Most of the roof was already collapsed on it, which made it interesting to fight because, I mean, it's got all the hay and stuff collapsed in on it. Roof and tins covering it, so getting fire into, so cutting holes and stuff like that. Hay bales are notoriously hard to get put out anyway. It was a pretty big fire when we first showed up.
Prior to firefighters' arrival, a tractor, baler, and straight truck for hauling grain had been removed from inside the building and were not damaged. The structure was a total loss.
There's not much in there besides hay, and there was no equipment. No, there is electricity ran to the building, so preliminary guess is going to be probably electrical, something malfunctioned there.
But the chief would not rule out spontaneous combustion as a possible cause either.
If it was baled really green, I mean, they can create a lot of heat. Make sure your hay's dry when you get it put away. Keep an eye on all this stuff. I mean, corn, everything like that, if it's not dry enough, produces heat. Now, most of the time, you're not going to have a problem, but in an enclosed building and stuff like that, it traps the heat. A lot of things working against a person, but accidents can never be avoided, but just stay diligent and hopefully you can catch something before it turns into a problem.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office is reporting numerous arrests have taken place over the past couple of days. Several people were arrested on Friday. 25-year-old Samantha Mulner of Sydney was arrested just after 1 p.m. after deputies were called for a report of an assault that had occurred. Deputies later made contact with Mulner at a residence in Randolph. Mulner was arrested for a simple domestic assault and taken to the Fremont County Jail and later released on $300 bond. Just before 8 p.m. Friday, Fremont County deputies were called to the 1800 block of Western Avenue for a single vehicle rollover accident. Upon arrival, deputies determined the driver had left the scene prior to authorities arriving on the scene. Deputies made contact with 52-year-old Alan Campbell of Thurman at his residence. Campbell was arrested for driving while license revoked, failure to maintain control, fraudulent registration, leaving the scene of an injury accident, and interference with official acts. He was later released on more than $2,000 bond. At around 10 p.m. Friday, deputies in Fremont County made contact with 25-year-old John Crum of Bedford at the Sydney Rodeo Grounds. Crum was initially contacted due to an alcohol violation and during the investigation was found to be in possession of a concealed handgun, which he had a permit to carry. However, the permit was invalid due to his being intoxicated. Crum was arrested for public consumption of alcohol and carrying a concealed weapon. He was later released on $2,300 bond. At around 11:15 p.m. Friday, officers of the Tabor Police Department and deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office were called to Main Street in Tabor for a report of a vehicle striking several mailboxes. Law enforcement made contact with 35-year-old Michael West of Council Bluffs. He was arrested for operating while intoxicated first offense and was being held in the Fremont County Jail. Early Saturday afternoon, deputies were called to Sydney for a report of an assault that had occurred. They made contact with 62-year-old Thomas Allen of Sydney. Allen was later arrested for serious domestic assault and brought to the Fremont County Jail and then later released on bond. On Sunday, Fremont County deputies were called to the Sapp Brothers truck stop for a report of an intoxicated man in the parking lot. They arrested 60-year-old Jeffrey Davis of Arkansas for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense, and he was being held in the Fremont County Jail. At around 1:45 a.m. Sunday, deputies of the Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation on southbound Interstate 29. The driver, 26-year-old Sammy Jimenez of Omaha, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana. He was later released on $1,500 bond. And at around 4:10 a.m. Sunday, Fremont County deputies were called to the 3000 block of 250th Street for an unconscious male lying in the ditch. Deputies made contact with 20-year-old Cale Reisberg of Waukee. Reisberg was arrested for public intoxication and later released on a $300 cash bond. The Iowa side of a pedestrian bridge that connects Omaha to Council Bluffs is currently closed for construction. The Council Bluffs side of the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge will be closed today and tomorrow. Bridge users will still be able to access the Nebraska side of the bridge and can enter and exit the bridge on the Omaha side. On the Iowa side, the bridge starts at Tom Hannafin's River's Edge Park. And officials in western Iowa are trying to decide what to do with a damaged bridge that's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Beaver Creek Bridge was damaged when a vehicle or towed equipment snagged the bridge's west truss. It can't be repaired and was permanently closed in April. The Crawford County Board of Supervisors is gathering public input on how to proceed. About a dozen people attended a hearing last week. Some local residents say the bridge is too important to close. One idea is to replace the central part of the bridge at a cost of $100,000 to $125,000. That option would let the bridge handle light traffic, but not necessarily a loaded truck. In the funeral announcements, Carrie Wisenant, age 56 of Harlan, died Thursday. Graveside services for Carrie Wisenant will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wade Smith, age 62 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A potluck memorial service for Wade Smith will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Super 8 Hotel in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Wayne Jameson, age 81 of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Wayne Jameson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Judy Musfeldt, age 73 of Manning, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Judy Musfeldt will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.